York.
So much coming up between now and 6 o'clock, including Newton Faulkner. He's going to be on the phone. Also, the Feel Good 5 of 5 next. Five songs where the music does not stop.
On air and online at radioair.com. This is the home of JK and Joel at breakfast. This is 96.3 Radio Air.
Thursday's done and dusted. It's a minute past five with the latest news for Leeds and West Yorkshire. Jim Folger.
Four people have appeared in court charged with the murder of a shopkeeper in West Yorkshire. Gamal Singh died after being attacked at his store in Huddersfield last month. Radio Air's Lawrence Budd.
Well, 20-year-old Moaz Khalid and three 17-year-olds, all from Huddersfield, have been charged with murder and robbery in connection with the death of Gamal Singh. A post-mortem found he died from a number of blows to the head from something like a hammer after being attacked in his shop nearly 2 weeks ago. Well, the four men have all appeared at Huddersfield magistrates today. They've been remanded into custody and will appear at Bradford Crown Court next week.
A taxi driver has been arrested in the hunt for the kidnappers of a five-year-old British boy in Pakistan. Robbers who broke into the house where Sahil Saeed was staying with his grandparents are demanding a £100,000 ransom. A leaking boiler that killed two West Yorkshire children was the worst installation an expert had seen in 50 years. That's what a court's heard in Corfu today in the trial of two Thomas Cook employees charged with negligence and manslaughter. Seven-year-old Christy Shepherd and her six-year-old brother Bobby were killed by fumes from the faulty unit in their family bungalow in 2006. A new row could be brewing over who the Sugar Babes really are. The three original members, Mucha, Keisha and Siobhan, have applied to register the name with the EU's trademark office. None of them are in the current lineup, of course, but they want to take ownership of the name for recordings, merchandise and live performance. And finally, it's emerged that the air traffic controller who let his son instruct pilots at New York's JFK airports...
That's Blue 171, clear for takeoff.
Clear for takeoff, Jet Blue 171.
Also let his daughter have a go.
AMAC 403, contact departure, adios.
Contact departure, Idle Mexico 403, adios.
It happened just a day later. The controller involved has been suspended, as has his supervisor. There's now a row about whether it should have happened. Aviation lawyer Doug Lotto thinks it was dangerous.
This type of distraction has in the past and certainly will in the future lead to the loss of life.
But instructor Peter DeMarco thinks the whole thing is just a bit of fun.
I wouldn't call this shocking. I believe this would probably fall in the kind of the Q category. Safety was not an issue here at all points. The controllers were monitoring the situation.
Radio Air's weather. Cloudy night tonight. Feeling cold and getting rainy as we head towards the morning. That rain will stick around through Friday and then your weekend mainly dry and bright too. Still below freezing tonight. -1 Celsius, 30 Fahrenheit.